This is an AeroNews Touch and Go for March 20th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. We're sorry to report that search crews in Montana have found the wreckage of a Cessna 180F believed to have been piloted by Sparky Imason. The pilot did not survive the crash. The Great Falls Tribune reports crews found the wreckage at 9:45 a.m. local time yesterday morning near Townsend. Debbie Alkey of the Montana Transportation Department Aeronautics Division commented, quote, "It's difficult to find the right words to convey the sense of loss the Montana aeronautics community will experience. Sparky Imason was a colleague and a friend to so many. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and our gratitude to all who have helped us find him," unquote. Imason had been missing since Tuesday afternoon. A rancher near Kimber Gulch in the Elkhorn Mountains reported seeing a white plane in the area of the crash, and that helped crews narrow their search. Imason was an accomplished flight instructor and also the author of the Mountain Flying Bible and Flight Operations Handbook. Cessna spokesman Doug Oliver confirms that a BRS parachute was deployed yesterday to recover the sole remaining flying Cessna Skycatcher prototype from an irrecoverable flight condition. Although the pilot has yet to be identified, Oliver says it's not the same pilot who bailed out of the first prototype last year. Cessna told the Wichita Eagle the pilot was able to walk away from the plane, then was taken to a hospital as a precautionary measure and released. The accident occurred while the Skycatcher was undergoing a test regimen that was to include spin testing, though Cessna's Bob Stangerone added he wasn't certain whether the incident was a result of a spin. He did acknowledge that spin testing was, quote, "the last big thing we had," unquote, before releasing the Skycatcher to market. The production spec aircraft that crashed yesterday was equipped with a redesigned, larger vertical stabilizer, which came as a direct result of a September accident in which the first prototype's ballistic chute failed, but the pilot successfully bailed out and flew his own chute to a safe landing. Dassault Aviation Chairman and CEO Charles Edelston told financial analysts yesterday that while the company's business jet sales dropped almost in half last year, Dassault continues working to be positioned for an eventual upswing. Specifically, Edelston said net Falcon jet sales dropped from 212 in 2007 to 115 last year, with 72 deliveries. He said 90 deliveries are expected in 2009, although production will be reduced as market conditions demand. And, he said, quote, "Dassault has always taken a long-term view. We will continue our ongoing investments in customer support, as well as technology and innovation," unquote. Dassault Falcon president and CEO John Rosenvallen added the company is committed to the long-term growth of business aviation, despite recent caricatures of the industry. Quote, "Growth is also vital to the economies that rely on business aviation for high-paying jobs in manufacturing, operations, and support. When they're combined, our industry is critical to the successful conduct of international commerce that will lead us out of today's difficult environment," unquote. A problem first noticed during a customer delivery flight last week led the FAA Wednesday to issue an airworthiness directive, grounding about 2,800 Canadian-built Bell helicopters until operators can search for improperly installed bearings on the co-pilot cyclic controls and replace the suspect parts if necessary. Bell told the Fort Worth Star-Telegram the company expects the FAA to narrow the number of machines impacted to less than 110 over the next few days. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Pete Bunce reminds Congress of the contribution of business aviation. England will buy 3 Joint Strike Fighters. And Emirates has been flying A380s with empty seats. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Lessons from Flight 1549, Part 4. We'll hear the story of the miracle on the Hudson as related by the flight attendants. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.